Off the Ball.
GAA.
Everybody said they wouldn't win the All-In, and they won the All-In!
Yeah! Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
We're sticking with Gaelic Games because the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final takes place this Sunday at 5:15 in Croke Park. It is Cork versus Galway. Delighted to be joined by two legends, one from each county. We have Cork's Linda Mellerick and Martina Harkin in the Galway corner. Linda and Martina, good morning. How are things?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Thanks, many, for jumping on. Brings us back a bit to tonight, 1996. This will be a happier memory for Martina than for Linda, mind you. This was a win for Galway in the All-Ireland final all those years ago. What are your memories of that day, Martina? Because the Cork team you were coming up against were ridiculously good at the time and picking up All-Irelands for fun. I think we've lost Martina. She's still in shock as to what happened. Linda, you'll remember it.
I'm back.
You're back. Sorry, go on, Martina.
I'm back. Sorry, Linda. Yeah, God, it seems a lifetime away since I was in Croke Park back in 96. And I suppose Linda was probably well used to being on the Holy Grail. But yeah, it was a great day for Galway that day. And I guess I hope we can just repeat that and get over the line on Sunday.
They were a tough nut to crack, Martina. I'd imagine the prep to that 96 final is quite intense, because the Cork team all over the field had talents, no, and not least Linda, who's sitting there opposite you.
Absolutely. I don't know if Linda knows this, but I have a constant reminder of Linda in my hallway. She chasing me down as I was trying to get the first one. I think it was the second goal. So I got a brilliant picture, and it's hanging in my hallway. So Linda, I definitely will never forget you. That's a constant reminder. But yeah, look, at Cork at the time were the kingpins of Camogie, and it was every girl's dream to, number one, obviously get to Croke Park, but number two, to get to play Cork. And you know, it was just a fantastic achievement for Galway at the time, as our first ever All Ireland, and to win against such quality of players. Like, these players were our idols growing up. And I'm not saying there was much of an age gap, but at the time, the likes of Sandy Fitzgibbon, Linda, Vivian Harris, the Lord Mercy and Kathleen Costine, all of these girls were just our heroes when we were growing up. And to get to play against them and to win against them was a fantastic feeling.
You had a 15-year-old on the team as well, and Veronica Curtin. Incredible at that age to be performing on the big stage of Croke Park.
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose it's testament to the management at the time that they had the faith in the youth. And I suppose, excuse me, on Sunday, it will be a blend of youth and experience from both sides. I suppose both teams are in transition mode at the moment, blending the new with the more experience. And I suppose at the end of the day, it's all about performance. You can have all the quality and the talent that you want, but when it comes to Croke Park, I suppose it takes a life of its own and anything can happen. So it's all about the performance. And if Galway and Cork can put in the performance, whichever team gets that right, we'll win the All-Ireland, I suppose, over the 65 minutes on Sunday.
What are your memories of it, Linda? Because I'm looking at your CV here, and Player of the Year Award in 1993 and 1998. You're picked on the Camogie Team of the Century in 2004. You have the All-Ireland medals in 92, 93, 95, 97, 98, 02. I mean, I don't know where you keep the medals. You must have a few rooms in the house dedicated to them.
Do you know something? I actually need to poke them out. I don't know where they are. I know they're somewhere in some cabinet, but I keep, for every year I say, I must put them up, and I never do. But, you know, it's not just to look at the medals. It's just what they represent, I suppose. And I'm laughing at that picture in your hall, Martina. I'm either swinging for your head or your ankle. For the other, I'd say. But,
you're behind me, Linda, so it's great. It's a great feeling. You were swinging from behind.
We were favourites going into that game. We had won in 92, 93, 95. And even before that, I suppose, we had played bridesmaid to Kilkenny for so long that we were considered for a long time the second best team in the country. And so we got our breakthrough in 92. And when it came to 96, we were favourites going into it. But you know, Galway were coming, tremendous players, you know, Martina being one, and I'm not just saying that because we're face-to-face here, Sharon Glynn, Denise Gilligan, Pam Nevin, and that 96 game was the start of a trilogy of All-Irelands between us, where Galway beat us in 96 and we got back and won in 97, 98. I don't believe we'd have won both 97, 98. Had we won 96, I think Galway would have always won at least one of them. There was nothing between us. I do remember in 96, we were 196 points up, I think, heading towards half time. And Denise Gilligan got her first as two goals. So all of a sudden, then the gap was only three at half time and not insurmountable, and obviously probably gave huge encouragement to Galway. And then straight after half time, of course, Denise Gilligan got her second, laid on by Sharon Glynn. And then you got Galway's second goal then for Galway after half time. So that was Galway's third goal. And I think Dipnamar got a fourth one afterwards. So those goals killed us. We never recovered from the double whammy after half time. So I suppose there was probably three goals in the space of maybe 12 minutes from Galway, both on either side of half time, and that finished us really. And I still remember the jubilation from Galway after that game. And I actually remember Imelda Hobbins, I think, lost her hurley, if I recall. And I remember
there was
a piece on the Examiner the following week looking for Imelda's hurley. And I was saying, I said, if I had that hurley, I know what I'd do with it. I always had great respect for Galway. And, you know, I would have been contrary enough as a player in that, to me, the opposition were always the enemy. But Galway were just a great bunch over that rivalry we had in the mid-90s. And I'll always remember Tony Ward coming onto the pitch, the manager of Galway's team in 96 there, and came onto the pitch to me after we lost and said some very kind words. And you know, when you're losing All-Ireland finalists in Croke Park, it's a very sad, lonely place to be in. I always appreciated those words, and I just thought, God, we were a great bunch. And we had tremendous battles, I think 97, 98 on both occasions, three or four points on either side. So yeah, great memories. 96 was a hard one to take at the time, but I think it spurred us on for 97, 98 at the same time.
It was also 96, the first time, just looking through figures here, that over 10,000 people had shown up to a Camogie All-Ireland final, and then those numbers have maintained right the way through. Did you feel that in the mid-90s, that there was a bit of a sea change, there was a growing interest, Linda, in terms of how the country was actually viewing the game? Because you'd have played in, obviously, three or four All-Irelands before that in 96.
Yeah, certainly. Local media coverage and national coverage just for the big day itself, All-Ireland final, was improving. Television wise, we were still only getting a few minutes of a slot on the Sunday game, probably a token 5 minutes or so. Extended version the night of an All-Ireland, maybe 30 minutes, but other than that, but it was turning, and 98 actually became the first televised All-Ireland Camogie final. And it was the last 12-a-side, actually. It went to 15-a-side after that. So huge strides in the last 25 years or so. Massive, really.
For you, Martina, like that moment in 96, like as Linda said, the celebrations were unbelievable. I think I'm right in saying it was Galway's first All-Ireland. I think we might have actually lost Martina. But Linda, we might ask you this question, because like when you see wins and you feel it and experience those wins, and it's going to be the same for Cork and Galway this weekend, the experience of being in a final is probably can push teams on. We saw it in the All-Ireland final this year, where everyone in the build-up thought in the football that Galway were going to maybe get the edge over Armagh. They'd experience the parade, the build-up and all the rest. Can that play into a final, the amount of experience a player has in a decider?
I think so, absolutely. And Cork are pretty experienced now at this stage, even though a lot of them only won their first All-Ireland last year. They'd lost a couple previously. And it's all how they approach the day. I popped out to Cork's last training session last night. They look pretty relaxed. And, you know, they've changed things around as well. There was a time that we always went up the night before, but now they, particularly with a 5:15 throw-in, they're going up on the morning of the game, and they're not getting the train from Cork till roughly 25 past 10. So I think that all helps. Your own bed Saturday night, you know, no pre-match talks Saturday night that keep you awake half the night like we used to have back in the day. But Galway are very experienced as well, even though they're in a fair bit of transition. I think, you know, they've lost maybe five players from last season, but they need Kilkenny back, and they need Mallon down, of course. So yeah, it all depends on who's going to perform on the day. You know, the stats will tell you that Cork are going to win this game, but we all know that all Ireland finals take on a different life of their own. And Galway are very hard to break down. They're very tenacious. Cork beat them well in the last group game, 2-17 to 1-6. I think it's not going to be that on Sunday. It's hard to look at the stats. It's hard to see beyond the Cork win, but at the same time, this is Galway. They will dig deep here, and they make life very difficult for Cork, I think.
Yeah, Cork, but 4-17 past the Dubs as well in that semi-final at UPMC Nolan Park. Galway 1-12 to 1-11 winners. Very narrow semi-final that game against Tipperary. Listen, Linda, enjoy the match. As you say, you'll be hoping for a Cork win, but hoping for a classic. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Lovely, Linda Mellerick. And of course, we had Martina on the line. We just lost her a few moments ago. Martina Harkin, a Galway legend from that 1986 team as well. We, of course, will have updates from Aoife Linsky, who's going to be at the match for us on Sunday, Croke Park. 1 o'clock will be on air here on Off the Ball on Newsday.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.